Translation. Suta Goswami said, after reaching that place, Maharaj Parikshit observed that a lower caste Shudra, dressed like a king, was beating a cow and a bull with a club, as if they had no owner. Purport. The principal sign of the age of Kali is that lower caste Shudras, i.e. men without Brahminical culture and spiritual initiation, will be dressed like administrators or kings. And the principal business of such non-Kshatriya rulers will be to kill the innocent animals, especially the cows and the bulls, who shall be unprotected by their masters, the bona fide Vaishyas, the mercantile community. In the Bhagavad Gita 18.44, it is said that the Vaishyas are meant to deal in agriculture, cow protection, and trade. In the age of Kali, the degraded Vaishyas, the mercantile men, are engaged in supplying cows to slaughterhouses. The Kshatriyas are meant to protect the citizens of the state, whereas the Vaishyas are meant to protect the cows and bulls and utilize them to produce grains and milk. The cow is meant to deliver milk, and the bull is meant to produce grains. But in the age of Kali, the Shudra class of men are in the post of administrators, and the cows and bulls, or the mothers and the fathers, unprotected by the Vaishyas, are subjected to the slaughterhouses organized by the Shudra administrators. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gnanjana Shlakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtatade Shatarine Vancha Kalpatru Pashcha Kripa Sindhu Vahevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you for allowing me to speak on the Vyasa San, although I'm very unqualified, and have a chance to purify myself and say something about Krishna and devotees, glorify them, especially about today's topic, which is Live to Give, Prabhupada Marathon 2020. And so I'm very, very grateful, and I humbly seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, as senior Vaishnavas as well, especially online as well, and permission to speak. Thank you. So we can see Srila Prabhupada is Srila Prabhupada's mood since the time he came to America. It's all about giving. And he's teaching us that that's the essence of living. We live to give. If he didn't cook, clean, serve the people in America, they would not have come to Krishna consciousness. If he didn't show them the love to the people who never actually received true love in their lives, these people would not be indebted to Srila Prabhupada and actually want to do anything for him in the first place. So Srila Prabhupada's mood tells us a lot, and we can see, if we read Lilamrita, what his mood is like. I've never read Lilamrita, and I really want to, because this will explain how to preach, the mood to preach in, the essence. I never saw Srila Prabhupada or heard that Srila Prabhupada was ever doodling or drawing anything like that. I never heard he draws or paints anything. But I heard a memory of one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and she explains that on one of her moments with Srila Prabhupada, she was allowed to go through the receipts of Srila Prabhupada, the money receipts. And she saw at the bottom Srila Prabhupada's beautiful calligraphy signature, as we all know and we see. And then under the signature, Srila Prabhupada looked like he was doodling. And she mentioned that that doodle, she went closely and saw what he was actually doodling. And it said, "Save the world from godlessness," in like some fancy, you know, scribble. And underneath, again, "Save the world from godlessness." So this is a secret mood of Srila Prabhupada. We can see internally. I wanted to share that to kind of introduce the mood of book distribution, because it's all about giving to others and putting ourselves at risk on the streets in Maya, where people are performing all the four regulative principles without restriction. But to go to the Bhagavatam, we have been hearing a lot about the age of Kali, and we are well versed in a lot of things about Kali now. I especially remember Tirunapu's class, how he described what happens at the end of Kali Yuga. We also had a description of what Kali actually looks like. Very scary, huge, smelly, black figure with weapons and things like this. So we're well versed. We can always know more. But just to recap, the one-legged bull has come to see the cow. And he's asking why she's looking so miserable. She's in pain. And so the cow tells the bull that she's actually feeling separation from Krishna. That since Krishna left, all her fortune is gone. And so while they're talking, and while the cow is glorifying Lord Sri Krishna, Maharaj Pariksit, in the last verse, he arrives at Saraswati, Lake Saraswati. Yeah. While the earth and the personality of religion were thus engaged in conversation, the saintly king Pariksit reached the shore of the Saraswati River, which flowed towards the east. And now he sees, what does he see? He sees a Shudra. And the Shudra is dressed like a? And what is he doing? He's knocking the legs of the cow and bull together simultaneously. Cow and bull with the club, as if they had no owner. And this is probably one of the most talked about topics in the Bhagavatam, which really sets off Kali Yuga as well. So in today's presentation, I'd like to talk about the duty of the Varnashram system, the four Varnas, and also the duty of a Vaishnava, and how they are not linked and simultaneously linked as well. And with this Varna Shankara, we can see that the Shudras are pretending to be like kings. There's all cross-contamination going on in society. What can we do as Vaishnavas to imbibe Srila Prabhupada's mood to come up with a solution using Srila Prabhupada's teachings? So, Kali sees that a Shudra is dressed as a king, as a Maharaj, as a Kshatriya. Sorry. So, this is the issue that even today we see thieves and rogues in government services. I'll go straight to the point. This is non-different 5,000 years ago when we can see a Shudra behaving like a king. We can also see thieves and rogues acting in government service today. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prajaste Bhaksayishyanti Mlecha Rajanya Rupina. The translation is, these proud Mlechas, persons who are less than Shudras, representing themselves as kings, will tyrannize their subjects, and their subjects, on the other hand, will cultivate the most vicious practices. Thus, practicing evil habits and behaving foolishly, the subjects will be like their rulers. The idea is that in the democratic days of Kali Yuga, the general population will fall down to the standard of Shudras. As stated, Kalau Shudra Sambhava, practically the whole population of the world will be Shudra. So when this does arise, this Varnashankara, this Kalau Shudra Sambhava, what happens to the world? And everyone can see online, they're all in the newspapers, we can see also problems every day. And the biggest world problems going on right now due to this Kalau Shudra Sambhava is proliferation of nuclear weapons. When the Shudras act like Kshatriyas, they don't know how to protect society. They're scared because of the daunting responsibility that they didn't even know that would come up upon themselves. So now they're creating all these weapons as if someone's going to attack them. Another problem is availability of energy, misuse of energy, and therefore less availability of energy. These are world problems. Spread of infectious diseases, as we can see today. So when we don't have a good ruler practicing religious principles, we learn that Mother Earth and the demigods, they're all unsatisfied by the performance of no yagya. No yagya is being performed. The people are breaking the four regulative principles. And so the personalities of Earth, Dharma, the bull, the demigods, they're not satisfied. And so these drought, famine, diseases will come about to realign the natural establishment that the Earth needs. Climate change, obvious one. Poverty, hunger, and lack of drinking water. Now, when we have a Shudra acting as a king, obviously they don't have the qualification to rule in the first place. The Kshatriya's qualities, heroism, power, generosity, strength, courage, leadership abilities. When someone acts in this role without having these qualifications, then greediness comes. All the anarthas actually start to come up, because actually they're supposed to be, Shudras are laborers and workers, but they're acting as if they have all these qualities. And thus everyone is interrupted in their main business of religious principles. Poverty comes, and overpopulation also, Varnashankara. As we know from Bhagavad Gita, the women become polluted, and there's illicit sex in society, which produces unwanted children, unwanted progeny. Armed conflict, as we can see, all happening around the world now as well. The economic situation is just a few. So, Chatur Vanyam Maya Srishtam, this order was created by Krishna in the first place. But now Kali has come along just after Krishna has left. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partha Dunurtaraha. Wherever there is Sri Krishna, the master of all mystics, wherever there is Arjun, the supreme archer, there will be certainly opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. So when Krishna and the Pandavas left, morality is gone. And when morality goes, basically the original religious system, then unwanted population. Shudras are everywhere. Kalau Shudra Sambhava, because of Varnashankara. Jayate Varnashankara. When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Rishni, comes unwanted progeny. So we can see that acting in someone else's capacity or acting against one's nature is exactly what Arjuna tried to do. He tried to falsely renounce his Kshatriya duty. But this Kshatriya renunciation should come out of detachment rather than attachment. So we can see that Arjuna was attached to his family and tried to falsely renounce. But what's the actual understanding is that to detach, to have renunciation, you have to detach from the family, not run away due to attachment. So Krishna said to Arjun, actually, work in Krishna consciousness, work in devotional service, fight for me. Think while you're killing your friends and family, do it for me, think of me. They are already dead by my arrangement. They're already gone. So Krishna's also telling this through Arjun. Krishna's also telling this to his devotees. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, offer unto me. The duty of a Vaishnava, we can see actually Srila Prabhupada, he carried all the qualities of all the Varnas. He was serving others. In his beginning childhood, he was working. And he was also setting up cow farms facilities. He was a Vaishya. Every Varna, he was perfect in. And obviously we know he's a perfect Brahmana. He was also a perfect Kshatriya. In his last days, what did he want to do? He said, get me out of this bed. Let me go onto the battlefield. I want to fight and die preaching. That's a Kshatriya quality. And he taught his disciples the same way, to fight in the battlefield and die in the battlefield. A glorious death for Krishna. Live for Krishna, die for Krishna. So this is a Kshatriya quality. And Srila Prabhupada is teaching that even a Vaishnava, coming to a point of Vaishnava, they can be expert in all the Varnas under the guidance of the spiritual master. The spiritual master gives the instruction and we get empowered to follow. Even changing the ashram, we get empowered to change ashrams. And we get empowered to act in all the Varnas. Vaishnava's duty, Namaruchi, Vaishnav Seva, Jiva Doya. Serve the Vaishnavas, get the taste for the Maha Mantra, and show compassion towards the living entities. But today, live to give, I want to talk about Jiva Doya. I want to talk about compassion towards the living entities. Something that Srila Prabhupada, or something that I know from general understanding in ISKCON, is book distribution gives great pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. When I was reading Ocean of Mercy, His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami was serving Srila Prabhupada, and he mentioned that there was a devotee, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And whenever Srila Prabhupada used to receive letters from Bhakti Tirtha Swami, he used to get very, very enlivened. Bhakti Tirtha Swami was going out on the battlefield, like very, very deep into the battlefield. I forgot where he was, but it was a dangerous situation because he was dark-colored skin in the wrong place. And so he was risking his life for Srila Prabhupada. One time Bhakti Tirtha Swami came, Ghanasham Das, I think. And Bhakti Tirtha Swami came and Srila Prabhupada saw him after a long time, his eyes lit up. And he accepted him to come into the room and they hugged like father and son. This is the service attitude of Bhakti Tirtha Swami that really, really took Srila Prabhupada's heart. And we can see today how much Bhakti Tirtha Swami is glorified for his devotion to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was looking outside his car window one time as well, onto the streets of America, if I'm correct, and he just started to cry. He started to cry because he saw, I think in the car, he said, just look, Just look at these people. They have no idea. Something like this. And this is his paradukuduki. He's seeing the distress of the fallen souls of this world, and he's crying because of his compassion, trying to save them. So, our duty, Vaishnavera e haya eka, swabhava nishchala, tenho jiva nahena hana svatantra ishvara. A Vaishnava travels to places of pilgrimage to purify them and reclaim fallen conditioned souls. This is one of the duties of a Vaishnava. One time in D-Land, we were going over Dhritarashtra leaving home, and it was pointed out by one of the devotees there giving the lecture that we can be easily compared to Dhritarashtras. Very, very attached to our position, blinded by material desires. And he made the point that we are in this situation in the material world as Dhritarashtra, but we have been given the assignment to be like Vidur. We are given the assignment to preach like Vidur preached to Dhritarashtra, to get him to come to the platform of a little spirituality, yoga. So it's obviously very difficult to act as a Vidura when we're Dhritarashtras. Just as it is acting as a Kshatriya for a Shudra. But the difference is that we have got an instruction. And with that instruction, bhakti comes. Empowerment comes. So, Yare Deko Tare Kaha Krishna Upades, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, wherever you go, whoever you talk to, tell them about Krishna. And what does that mean? The Lord says, Sarva Dharmam Prityaja Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. So this is what we have to do. We have to go out to every living conditioned soul and tell them, just abandon all varieties of religion. Abandon all your duties. Forget everything. I'll fall at your feet, just like Nityananda Prabhu did in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, falling at the householder's feet, begging them to say the name of Krishna, of Gauranga, of Chaitanya. Flattering them thousands of times, asking them to forget everything that they know, and establishing pure devotional service. So I want to ask and pose a question to everyone. What are the ways someone can come to Krishna consciousness? You can put your hands up if you like. Sankirtan Prabhu? Read a book, the first one. Okay? Any other suggestions? How does one come to Krishna consciousness? David Prabhu. Yeah, searching, inquiry, rich, wanting to be rich as well, in distress, you're saying. So that's the four ones. How does one come to ISKCON? So one is book distribution. Another way one person can come into ISKCON. Roberta Prabhu. Meeting a devotee or a program. So getting invited to a program on the streets or meeting a Sankirtan party. Okay?
So university programs like KC SOC, Pandav Sena programs.
Youth programs.
Yeah, they open up to the wider ISKCON, like mm-hmm. the manor. They have day retreats. Mm-hmm. You get to experience experience the temple. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, anyone else? Hare Krishna festivals, yes. Many, 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 many festivals. Woodstock, all these. Okay, any other ideas how one comes to ISKCON? Prasadam, can you explain, please? Is it like food distribution on the street, like homeless, like this, and they can start to develop Krishna consciousness like that? Okay. Any other ideas how one can come to Krishna consciousness? School of Bhakti! So many courses that we have, constantly advertising and enlivening others to come to Krishna consciousness through the social media network. Okay, any other ways?
By helping anymore, without knowing
them. Getting spiritual, pious, sukriti, unknowingly, by the mercy of devotees. Okay, any
Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Shri Gaurinitai ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Srinivas Prabhu? Glance over an advanced devotee will bring you to Krishna consciousness. Glancing.
Wow.
Okay, that's amazing. I didn't know about that. I was always thinking, if anyone saw Srila Prabhupada on the street, they'll become devotee in their next life, and it looks like it's confirmed. Any other way, Prayojan Prabhu?
Become Krishna conscious yourself, and this will help all those connected with you, either in previous generations or in the future.
Okay. So Prayojan Prabhu said, be Krishna conscious yourself, and even in this life and in the next life, you can help others to become Krishna conscious also. So become a devotee, make a devotee. Read Bhagavad Gita, live Bhagavad Gita, share Bhagavad Gita, like this. So the seventh vision of ISKCON, does anyone know what the seventh vision of ISKCON is? Okay. So with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, build temples, preach Krishna conscious community, make sure everyone is together, learning about Krishna, erect places for devotees. With a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. So Srila Prabhupada says, when you give someone a book, not Srila Prabhupada. This is a video that Sudha Prabhupada made. And in the beginning, he put a little quote by novelist, journalist, and poet Christopher Morley. And so this journalist says, when you give someone a book, you don't just give him ink, paper, and glue. You give him a new way of life. So this book selling, as we can see the quotes just hanging above Srila Prabhupada, many letters he's been sending to his disciples, he keeps emphasizing book distribution is the basis of preaching in the Krishna conscious movement. It's the real preaching of this cult. He calls it the Brihad Mardanga. So we have our normal mardangas in the temple, and Srila Prabhupada says that we can play these mardangas in the room. But Brihad means big. And so Srila Prabhupada is saying it's either relating to mardanga or the press, printing press. So this printing press is referred to Brihad Mardanga, because this printing press can go into every town and village, not just this room. These books can go to every town and village and spread Krishna consciousness. He says this mardanga can be vibrated in the neighboring quarter, but our mardanga back to Godhead, that will go far, far away. Someone can come. Actually, someone can never come to the temple. Someone can never meet a devotee. Someone can never practice Krishna consciousness willingly. But get one of Srila Prabhupada's books in their hand, and that will begin their Krishna consciousness immediately. And there's a lovely story by Bhakti Dora, 14 years old, from Hungary, and she is giving a letter to Shiva Maharaj. So I just want to relate this story to all of you as well. So she got invited by her friend to a Hare Krishna festival. She was not very interested to go, but she went nonetheless. She danced and she chanted, and she had a good time. She wasn't interested though in Krishna consciousness. And so she, at the end of the festival, the Hare Krishna festival, she bought a Science of Self-Realization book, because she thought that, okay, I danced, I chanted, let me do something. So she took it home and she never thought about it again. One day, however, her mom found the book. And the family is the most strictest Catholic family you can find. She mentions to Shiva Maharaj. So the mom found the book, Science of Self-Realization, and it looked like some, you know, voodoo stuff, something completely different from, you know, Catholic and Christianity. So her mom started shouting at her and getting very angry at her, scolding her. And she was about to throw the book after this event. Her grandmother comes inside and picks up the book from the mother's hand, sees it, and also starts scolding the girl. the grandmother is now in care of this book, and the girl is not interested in the book anyway, so she's feeling, okay, I got scolded, I'll just go back to my normal life, it doesn't really make a difference. But a week later, she overhears a conversation with the grandmother and mother. And the grandmother is saying, this is no ordinary book. The first line. What Srila Prabhupada says about Jesus and Krishna is amazing. This is a purely perfect book. This is the religion for the age. She's telling the mother like this. And while later, she starts attending Namahata. Maybe days later, she just starts attending Namahata. She starts chanting 16 rounds. She could only afford potatoes, being in her old age. But she uses the money that she has for potatoes to buy Bhagavatam. She calls the holy Bhagavatam. Devotees recognize her contribution and her commitment to Srila Prabhupada. They come to the house. And in her room, they set up an altar, and Krishna pictures are everywhere. A while later, she also has a dream about Srila Prabhupada. That's a very interesting point. Someone who hasn't met Srila Prabhupada can have a dream about Srila Prabhupada. So now she also carries the Bhagavad Gita everywhere with her, when she normally carried the Bible. So she was already very spiritual. And she now calls Prabhupada, Good Lord Prabhupada. She is now a vegetarian and has transformed her family into vegetarians, including the dog. She now offers, with her whole family, the food to Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every time they take prasad. Everyone in the family now also chants one round. And there's 13 members in the family. 13 members, one grandma. So the girl is telling Shiva Maharaj, Maharaj, I'm also getting out of Maya, I'm also chanting. Just seeing that the girl is also understanding what Maya is, she's also chanting. She understands that her grandmother is fearless for a reason. Everyone is scared of her, she says, in the community. They go out on book distribution, and people think she's crazy, as obviously. So she then says she wants to go to Budapest and see the new deities. She says, Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga have arrived in Hungary, in Budapest. And she says, I want to see God once in my life. Just once. So she also goes. So this Bhakti Dora, 14 years old, then she tells Shiva Maharaj, at this Hare Krishna festival, you were speaking to the guests after Kirtan. You must remember my grandmother because she came and sat right beside you. And you asked so many questions. She sat beside you and asked you so many questions. At the end, when you stood to leave, she even kissed your hands. Remember? I also want to ask a question, but I was shy. Could I please ask you now? I hope you do not mind, Maharaj. She said, I want to know what kind of man Srila Prabhupada was. He must have been so dear to Krishna to spread this message all over the world. What are these books that changed my family so much? How is it possible that he can speak so powerfully through them? You must feel very fortunate to be his disciple. How great a man he is. Sometimes my granny chants in front of a picture of Krishna and she cries. How does Srila Prabhupada do that? I want to cry like that too. Granny dreams of Prabhupada and sometimes she talks to his picture. Although it says on the cover of the book that he passed away, is Prabhupada really dead or is he still alive? Do you think that I can meet him one day? I am sorry I have gone on so. I would like to be a good devotee one day and help you and Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness. Please could you answer my questions, Bhakti Dora, your servant. So this is the girl, 14 years old, who was just interested in going to a Hare Krishna festival. She accidentally or unintentionally brought Science of Self-Realization, was not interested, the book was kept in her home for a long time. Her grandmother found the book, scolded her, and realized the powerful words of Srila Prabhupada in the book, became a devotee, and made all the family a devotee. So these books are called time bombs for a reason. So just to review, we've talked about the duty of the varnas, how the shudras and their qualities match nothing compared to a kshatriya in the Vedic society and in today's society of a kshatriya. But still they dress as kings, and with this problem of copying other people's varnas or natures, many, many problems arise. But the duty of a Vaishnava that is given by Srila Prabhupada is to preach. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, preach. And Srila Prabhupada said, distribute my books. So in COVID, can we still distribute books? Does anyone think we can distribute books still in COVID? Yes. With mercy, nothing is impossible. With ISKCON book distributions off the street and staying at home due to coronavirus pandemic, you might think that their service has completely grounded to a halt. Instead, however, they put all their energy into innovations such as mailing, contactless delivery, and e-books to distribute Srila Prabhupada's, to distribute thousands of Srila Prabhupada's books at a time when people need them more than ever. So Team ISV distributed, this is a scores taken in June, 13,861 books and 253 sets. Team Harinam Ashram, New York, 5,570 books and 136 sets. Team London, UK, Haribol, 1,235 books and 4 sets. Team Laguna Beach, 1,000 books and 40 sets. Team Toronto, 875 books and 31 sets. Team Seattle, Philadelphia, Houston, Delaware, Chicago, Round Rock, Texas, rounded all of them to 264,747 books and 519 sets. In the midst of COVID, this is taken just this June. So this is showing that devotees are very, very compassionate. And it's told in our philosophy, more compassionate than Krishna. So this is the actual evidence. Love is all Srila Prabhupada wanted to do, as he understood the love that we are craving in this world. And he taught that, by example, we can also love. And the best way to love is to give. Therefore, live to give! Love means service. We learn love means devotional service. If you look in the dictionary, completely different, I'm not going to speculate what it means, but in Krishna tradition, bhakti tradition, love translates immediately to devotional service. Without service, there is no love. Without doing something for another person, there's no love. There's expectations and all these things, which is the destroyer of love. Save, this is the greatest charity Srila Prabhupada allows us to do. There's many, many different jobs that allow us to help other people in their mental situations, their bodily situations. But it's compared to saving the jacket of a drowning man versus saving the actual person drowning in the ocean. What's the point of saving the jacket? He's still drowning. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants his Maha Mantra, wants the holy name to go in every town and village. And I may be speculating, but the best way to do that is to put Srila Prabhupada's books in every town and village first. And these time bombs will erupt and explode Maha Mantra everywhere. So there is a full team working on official BBT audiobooks. Vaishyachaka Prabhu is on that now. So audiobooks are now being available online, finally. And we have we intend to have them ready as soon as possible. Vaisheshika Prabhu says, we think that audio books may be the biggest of all, the Brihad Mardanga. So I'll end the class here. We can all take some motivation to do more books somehow. There's in the midst of COVID, we understand it's so difficult even for us to go outside. But contactless, e-delivery, e-emails, all these e-posts, they're available. So we can also help contribute to the 50k books of UK, of which Bhaktivedanta Manor has accepted 33,000 books just in their capacity. Everywhere else is 27. So like this, 17. So thank you very much for allowing me to talk. Please forgive me for any of my offenses and mistakes. And Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Please allow me to ask if there's any questions, comments. Mataji.
This is just about how to, so these books, audio books online, how can one buy these books?
Just as one buys ebook off Kindle, one can buy audiobook off.
And which website is it?
I don't know yet, actually. I apologize. I can come back to you when I find out. For free, I think, as well.
So the School of Bhakti has actually 7 ebooks on our website, which people can download for free. And like that. I wanted to comment. Nice class. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class. Just wanted to comment on the Bhagavad Gita itself. You mentioned how different ways we can encourage people to know about Krishna consciousness. And through the Bhagavad Gita, it is said the Bhagavad Gita, one of the analogies that people use Bhagavad Gita to be the sandwich. So we are fulfilling the prasadam as well as the knowledge, as the best part of a sandwich is in the middle. And similarly, Bhagavad Gita has the best part in the middle, which is Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga on either side making the sandwich. So this initiative of Live to Give, especially the Bhagavad Gita, we've got lots of programs coming up. Devotees are encouraged to be part of that program, starting off this 19th of December. There's an online program, and obviously Gita Jayanti is also coming up. So just wanted to mention that you've mentioned many aspects of that within how we make books as our lives, so that we can give this knowledge to others. Thank you for sharing.
Hare Krishna. I was once on a plane with Mother Kalangana. We were going to India. But I wasn't sat with Mother Kalangana. I was sat with this beautiful woman. Very beautiful. She had she was Muslim. You know, she had the cover and everything. And she was a sheikh's daughter. And I thought to myself, no, I mustn't speak with her. You know, I mustn't try and generate any conversation because of my attraction. And it was then she says, where are you going? She looked at, because I was dressed in, you know, like I am. I said, I'm just going to a temple. And I said, about chanting, you know, and we chant our prayers. Well, and she said, we also chant the names of God, 99 names. And so that was just at the end of the trip, actually. It was interesting, because she started the conversation, actually. And, you know, asking where I was going. And that sort of let me in. And I thought, I tell you what, if you're really interested in hearing about this chanting, it's very nice. You can watch it on the YouTube, and it's called Kirtan. And you can hear this chanting of the holy names. And so in that way, it was sort of a very interesting aspect, because I was able to pass on this thing, you know, where, you know, it occurred to me is to tell people about the kirtan on the internet that they can listen to, and it will really enliven, because kirtan is so wonderful to hear. And so that was another way that occurred to me, though, actually, that you can communicate with people even in other faiths by asking them to, you know, to hear this chanting of the holy names of God, you know, whether it be Muslim or Christian or whatever. So that's a good one to say, you know, just listen to this chanting. You'll see how beautiful it is. And of course, people like beautiful music. That's what occurred to me. I know when I heard the Hare Krishna record in the 70s, I think that must have been a connection, you know, because I was at a pop festival, and that record was being played. And Prabhupada was going around at that time with the Beatles. So just hearing that record, I think, that's what put me in touch with Krishna consciousness, because it's the sound vibration, you know, it's power. Okay.
Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Amala Puran Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Premanande ki jai.